Obviously, last year, not the finish that you guys wanted. Right. But after the game, in the locker room, what was the reaction from the teammates? Like, were you guys all kind of like was there any separation? Or was it just, you know what, we're all a team together?
It was a little bit of a lot of different emotions all over the place. I feel like when we first got in the locker room, I think everybody was just still in shock that we even lost the game. People throwing equipment around and stuff like that, but not too crazy, you know. I mean, like I said, I think everybody was still in disbelief. And I feel like after some time, after everybody kind of got a little time to cool down and stuff like that, everybody was like embracing each other, like just telling everybody like good season and happy playing with you and stuff like that. So I feel like we came together as a team more as a time, but when we first got in there, it was just crazy. It was just a lot of emotions running wild.
We had a similar loss to the Atlanta fans, so 2009, we lost on a too many men penalty.
Oh, wow.
So Montreal missed the field goal at the end of the game. We got too many men penalty.
And then they hit it. Wow.
They hit it on the next one. So we kind of know that kind of a feeling getting the championship almost kind of taken away from you.
Yeah.
Do you find that's going to build character for the team going into 2018? And will that kind of take you over the hump and get you back in there?
I don't know, man. I think if that was our first game there, I think the fact that we lost two, I feel like you kind of just got to get back to basics and just play football, not really necessarily think about that redemption thing. Last year was all about redemption, 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 and then we got there and lost. So it's like you can't use that as motivation no more. You got to get back to basics one game at a time, just getting yourself better each and every game. So by the time the end of the year comes, we're playing our best football. I feel like last year we wasn't playing our best football at the end of the year. We went like on maybe a 3-game losing skid going into the playoffs. So, I mean, we were able to recover against Edmonton in the Western Final. But I feel like our focus is just to get better. And I'm sure Dave will say that to us when we get in the meetings and stuff like that. But I think just kind of your focus just to be where you are right now. Whoever we're playing right now, focus on them. Get better every week, and then if we handle business like that, then we'll get back to where we want to be for a third year.
Now, for yourself, kind of away from the team, do you set yourself any kind of individual personal goals when you head into the season, and can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be one of the top receivers in the CFL, and I want to be one of the top receivers that ever came through Calgary while I'm here. So, as far as numbers, I'm not really a numbers goals guy. I don't want to set a ceiling on myself, so I don't really set those type of numbers. But I want to get 1,000. You know what I mean? But I just want to be really. My goal for next year is to stay healthy. I want to play all 18 games. I haven't done that yet, and I feel like if I do that, the numbers will come. So that's not really, you know what I mean? So yeah, my focus is just come in every game, focus on every one game and get better every week, play every game, stay healthy, and then everything else will fall along. As far as us winning games and us getting to the Grey Cup, I feel like as long as everybody kind of focus on just getting better and improving it, everybody get what they want and we'll all be where we want to be at the end of the year.
So outside of football, what keeps you busy, especially in the offseason, besides training?
When I went home right after Calgary, going home to my son was able to the best distraction I was able to get away from football. That dude is crazy. And I kept him super busy when I got home. Put him in basketball. I put him in training. And I was able to – I picked him up from school. I was basically like the house dad when I got home. And I was able to kind of get my mind off football, stuff like that, and just focus my attention on him. So usually I'm home. I stay home for maybe about 3 months. And then – After the Super Bowl, which is what I did this year, is when I go train in Michigan, is where I'm at now, where I came from here. I go out there and train. It's just better for me to train in Michigan. I got to train out there at Jeffrey Johnson. I've been training with for seven years now. And I don't really know too many people in Michigan. It's better for me. It's no distractions. I could kind of just focus on football, focus on lifting, and just getting better without people call you, ask you to go out or go get a drink, go get food or whatever the case may be. So this is the best bet for me.
Now, if you weren't playing professional football, what do you think you'd be doing?
Well, I actually have a big interest in like video editing, videography and stuff like that. And I've been editing videos and stuff like that since maybe 18. I was 18. Like highlight tapes and all that stuff. I always did that. I always did my highlight tapes and stuff. But whenever football's over, I wanna do a little more now, but I wanna transition it to that video editing, videography thing like that. And I feel like that'll be, if I could get into that, that'll be another dream come true, and that'll be something big, because I feel like I was able to achieve like two of my dreams in one lifetime, you know what I mean? So definitely like the videography thing like that is something that I feel like I would be into if it wasn't for football.
If you could sit down with one person in the world right now and just have a chat with them, it could be about absolutely anything. Who would it be and what would you ask them?
I think it would be Jay-Z. And I don't really even know if it would be anything specific. I think I would just want to have a conversation with him and just talk to him about everything. I feel like he has so many different experiences, and I feel like that's another person who's just lived so many different lives in one lives. Like, played football. I mean, wow. He did rap. He's like one of the richest businessmen in the world now. Like, he owned part of the Nets. Like, he just did so many different things. And it just be dope to have a conversation with him, just see what drives him every day, like to get up and try different things and something. Like, I feel like when like rappers, a lot of rappers like, or musicians period, like they make their money there and they kind of cool where they at. I feel like he just always looking beyond, like he always looking forward, looking ahead at the next business move. And I think just having a conversation with him would be like the most information I could get from anybody.
Now, one last question for you. It's one of the most important questions we ask every player. Dogs or cats?
I hate cats.
That's the right answer.
I hate cats. Definitely dogs.